Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 12. And as I look at all the phone callers, let me at least let you know that that M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. For all those who are online listening to Emacs Radio on Blog Talk Radio, you can use the phone number of 646-478-0944, like the 216-400, 216-609, 216-320-248, area code 765, might be a bill collector, and 216-820. Now, let me just give you three quick disclaimers. And then the top 10 before I go to the phone lines. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can always call back. If you didn't do so the first time, you can always press 1. Something might happen and you might say, hey, I didn't get that thought through. So we'll do our best to bring you back on the phone line. Now, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music, entertainment, that type of stuff, because if I don't give that out, I'll probably not get to it later on. Number 10, Solomon Cain. Number 8, Emax. Well, number 9 is Emax Image. That's better. Number 8, E.C. Ralph. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Wow, number six, debuting like that. Supreme Honors Weekend, number five, debuting as that East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting. More on that in just a little while on how that happened. Ah, here we go. Number four, Black House Sounds Open Mic. More on that in just a little while. Number three, a debut of a hip-hop retirement party. More on that in just a little while. Number two, debut, and of course it would, NCAA Wrestling Championships that was held in Cleveland. Yeah, sports entertainment, but there was a lot of income that came in, and a lot of people traveled in from out of town. Number one, why wouldn't it be? Thousands downtown at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's it. You had Irish, Black Irish, Latino Irish, Asian Irish, that type of thing. So what I'm going to do is just let people know, if you choose Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook, to hear decent and excellent music. You can also check out videos and stuff like that on Joseph Motley Jr.'s YouTube page. I do want to at least take the time to let people know that the OPN radio is at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. And as far as, I will say, announcements, of course, Joseph Motley Jr., you know, his grandfather, Joe Brooks. The viewing is tomorrow, 9 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, with funeral services Wednesday the 21st, 10:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I believe that's Watson's Funeral Home, 10913 Superior Avenue. And then, of course, before I go to the phone line, I should say, rest in peace, rest in heaven, Craig Jameson Mack. May 10th, 1970 to March 12th, 2018, American MC from Brentwood, New York. He passed due to heart failure. First single was released under his name, MC Easy. 1994, Flavor in Your Ear was released under his real name, you know, Craig Mack, with a remix feature, you know, the LL Busta Rhymes, and a Notorious B.I.G. debut. But Craig Mack, the differences started when he wanted to release When God Comes. He had his principle. Puff, a.k.a. Diddy, made him release Making Moves with Puff. We know there was Jockin' My Style and all of that, but it led to a split. And after several comeback attempts in 2012, Mack resided with Overcomer Ministry in Walterboro, South Carolina, until he passed. So, hey, he followed what he believed in, and much respect to the brother for that. With that being said, I'm going to check and see what's going on with 216-400. 216-400, how are you doing out there?
Oh, I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. I'm just thinking about what I heard earlier. President Trump is planning on giving any drug dealers who sell the drugs to someone, they end up dying from an overdose. He's going to see that he can give them the death penalty. That is what he's saying he's going to do. And if he says it, he's going to do it. Because he don't just talk.
Oh, got that,
to be talking.
Well, that is so true. That's true.
I wonder now, what if someone has the drugs around and the child get an overdose, would the mother get the death penalty?
That is so deep, because I believe that anything that's coming up isn't really for us, John Q. or Jane Q. citizens, so I believe in that probably would be. That would give the legal system the extra ammunition that some people would say, no, you shouldn't do this, that, and the other. They will say, hey, it was a death that resulted. So by you saying that, I'm pretty sure that's what could and would happen. So that's an interesting question, and I'm wondering what some other people would think on that. So I thank you for putting that out there.
Thank you.
So no problem. We will see what some others think about that one as we go through. That's something you all want to touch. I mean, lately, I had to look at it and think about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Never before had we had that. But then again, when the crack epidemic hit in the early to mid-'80s, all the way through the early 90s, everybody got locked up. let's think about this. Drug dealer, drug user, but now with the opioid epidemic and a lot of it hitting out in the suburbs, now all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's kill all the dealers and let's get help for those who are using heroin and fentanyl. It's kind of like, wait a minute. If y'all didn't do that all the way back then, everybody was locked up. I do believe a death penalty. Some states are going to go to carry that out. But it is unfair, I believe, sentencing because it happened to an entirely different class of people. And I'm going to leave that one alone. Like I said, if anybody wants to chime in on that one, they can. They kind of should know what is about to happen, and maybe it will make them think on, hey, how do we want to do things now? Do we want to do this, that, or the other? Before I do anything else, people are probably saying, hey, give some announcements on what is happening. So I will start off and just say that Black Odyssey did send a text message letting me know that Jay-Z starting his tour, for those who didn't hear, in Cleveland. That's Cleveland Brown Stadium. On July 25th, 2018. So that's July 25th, 2018, 7/25/18. At least somebody will be winning in Brown Stadium. And also to let people know things to bring up to candidates, since you brought it up, it looks like Ohio House District 12 candidates forum will happen at the Harvard Community Center at 18240 Harvard Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44128. That will be 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to noon, and that's on Saturday, March the 31st. Moderated by Harry Banks, Brown Report newspaper will be there. Also, Al Porter Jr., voiceofradio.com, and Life Obstacles, 1490 WERE AM, a.k.a. WJMO, for those who know it like that. Doreen Burks and others, so we'll be on the panel. And the ones who are running District 12 candidates, you'll have Ed Campbell, Patrice Brown, Juanita Brent, Dimitri McDaniel, and Isaac Powell in the hot seat. So with that being said, let's see what's going on with the 216-609. How are you?
How's it going, Sheriff?
Man,
it's
I'm
going pretty well.
Well
this evening. Well,
yes,
I know
is.
That you
yes,
know.
It is.
Yeah, well, I just want everyone to know who I am. I'm Joe Legacy from Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. You can go to that YouTube, hit the subscribe button, or leave a comment. You probably don't like every song that you hear that's up there. If you want to come and support that funeral on Wednesday, I know Al Porter gave you the information. You can do so with that. But I'm sad about my grandfather passing away, but I'm also happy that he don't have to suffer like he was in the last year. And it was hard for me to see a strong man at one time in my life be so strong and travel all around. Well, I ain't going to say all around America, but I'm going to say the man traveled a lot. You know, he was a strong man, and to see him old in age and couldn't do the things he wanted to do, it gave me food for thought of how human life can play out. You know, you don't always die gunshot wound. You don't always die walking down the street or something and car run you over. Sometimes you'll maybe die with an illness and you got to see your body give out. And so it was hard to watch that process, but it made me stronger because it helped me understand that you only get one life to live. And a lot of people say about me when it comes to being the founder of Black House Sound, why is he always trying to do something? Well, my grandfather made it to a pretty decent age. I don't know if I'm going to make it to that age from how society is ran. Just what you just said about what Trump is doing. Or if you a Clevelander and you just turn on the news and you hear about 2 to 3 murders a day And it just makes you think, how lucky are you as a person? And can't nobody answer that. Can't no politician, no doctor, no preacher, no lawyer, no dope dealer. No one can answer that but God. And I love the way that God works, because as humans, we selfish and we always want. And sometimes when you want a lot, you want a lot of trouble. And just once again, just to see my granddad maneuver through his whole way of life to be at a standstill point to go to the maker, it just gave me food for thought. Other than that, on the 30th, if y'all can come to the open mic at the Chandler Building, I will appreciate it from 7 to 9. Menzel was in the building. Our last open mic, and I'm about to make this fast. He was there. He spoke very, very well. Carl's sister was there, gave a testimony, had us all in tears. And that's what open mic is about. It's not always about rap. If you just want to come there and you want to take up 7 minutes to talk about how you overcame some things, it'll help the crowd. See, because this is what people need to understand, and I'm going to go. For everyone that's saying it's a jungle outside, what is you doing to help try to tame the jungle? I can tell you what Blackout Sound is doing. We doing open mics. We doing man-to-mans. We doing boys-to-men. What is I'm talking about? I'm talking about organizations that's trying their best to reach children while technology have them brainwashed. And it's very hard. It's like pulling teeth from a lion. So for every person that want to discredit our efforts and ability to try to reach folks that possess violence, before you point the finger at us, remember, it's three pointing back at you. God bless you all. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. I'm out.
Amen. And well, it goes back on hold. That's a strong statement. As a matter of fact, I do know that before I go to the 216-320-248-765, I'm weary and leery of that 248 number. I know it's probably a bill collector. And at 216-820, I do know that the man-to-man program is this coming Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Collinwood High, which is located right off of the intersection of East 152nd and St. Clair. As a matter of fact, it will definitely begin and start as it shares learning from the elders that we call guides and from each other to deal with everything from economic organizations, transportation, to new businesses. I do believe the number 37 bus and the number 1 does pass right by that. Also, I do believe our guide will be Brooks Repair, who will be teaching about painting. Work with him myself, so I'm glad of that. And like I say, that's right off of Ivanhoe, St. Clair intersection right there. You stand at 52nd. You can get there through all different directions. And what's so excellent about it? You can check out the Black Man Army Man-to-Man Facebook page, and Black House Sounds will be moderating that with a nice hot open mic. Before I go to some of the other phone callers who are on the line, I just want to say that I'm very thankful, because to go back and piggyback on what was said, you know, it was the Black House Sounds Luck of the Irish open mic, which was held the past Friday. Sheriff Kilroy might have done Cherish the Love and Standing Ovations. Fred Barkley did a Facebook Live, spoke about the Cherish brand. Dorian, a.k.a. Cardinal, rocked it R&B style. Carmen Classy Lee did two outstanding performances. Yep, Manziel Baker represented Governor Candidate O'Neill, Lieutenant Governor Lewis. Spectrum TV 20 was there, was voice at Radio's own Miss Mickey. Sister Londa showed up. You had Tristan, the human T-Rex off of voice that Mr. Powers did. Bankroll and Delete Obsolete. Milligrams Freestyle, Joe Legacy, nice freestyle single. Black House Sounds did their track Pressure. And to have Mr. Powers' family there, his sister gave a moving testimony, and I was just thankful that Danielle made it down there too. So what I'm going to do is at least, see, y'all thought I was going to not keep my word. Let's go to the 320. How are you doing out there?
Yo, what's going on, Uncle Al, man? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's happening with you?
What's going on, man? It's your nephew, man. Aaron G. Hughes, man. As most people know me as Double A, man. Just want to give you a big shout-out, man. And, you know, glad to chime in, man. I always get your text, man, telling me to check out your radio show, man. So I'm definitely going to start trying to make some time, man, to, you know, show some love and to get some information, man. I just want to touch on what the one older lady was talking about earlier when she was talking about the death penalty. You know, I just want to pose another question. You know, is Trump talking about extending the death penalty to the doctors and hospitals is also pushing this legal poison, you know, of opiate to people? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can they just – I don't think it's just fair. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't agree with giving the death penalty to drug dealers anyway, because I'm not really for the death penalty. I think, mm-hmm. you know, if they can go about it a better route, but, you know – I also think, you know, well, can we, if they're going to look at those doctors, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, because they kill just as many people as the drug dealers do. The only thing is they get away with it, you know, because they push a legal form of the poison. But moving on from that, though, heard a lot of good information. Want to come check out that that man-to-man event. Sounds like it's going to be a real good event. I'll probably try to reach out to you, get a little bit more information. I want to send my condolences
make sure you do.
To the gentleman who just lost his grandfather and his family. You know, I would definitely keep y'all mm-hmm. in my prayers. You know, and I just want to sit back and, you know, listen to the rest of the show, man. But y'all be on the lookout, man, for TUTV. Let's turn up the volume. Me and a couple of friends of mine that I went to school with, we're trying to get our podcast up and started. So maybe you can help give me some suggestions or some advice on how to do that. Other than that, you know, always peace and love, brother.
Likewise. And I appreciate the phone call because it's good to have my actual family call in. So I appreciate that.
Oh, man, all day, man. I love you, Aunt.
You too, man. Let the rest of my nephews and nieces and, of course, Aunt Viv know that I do send my love out.
I sure will.
And thanks again. All I can say out there, people, is before I go to the next couple of phone calls, I really needed that shot in the arm. I did. And I'll get to why in just a moment before I go to that 248 area code, then the 216-820, and then I have a 629 area code. Man, you bill collectors, nah, y'all got hip to it, dude. Call a house, I don't answer. Call a cell, most times I don't answer. Now you call the radio show, I might have a problem. Anyway, I want to throw out there one quick before maybe a moderate thing and let you know that solutions begin this Friday. This Friday, March the 23rd, 2018, from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, hosted by Al Porter, Man in the Street, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, James Lee, Oppressed People's Nation, with reports given from Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., bringing hope to East Cleveland at the OPN People's Community Center, 15453, Euclid Avenue, 44112, between Irving Joe's Coffee and Cafe and the Park Avenue, it's closed right now, and it's right at the intersection where Taylor Road and Euclid meet. So I wanted to throw that out there, and I also wanted to say that I just thank you very much for at least tuning in because it helps out a whole lot. When I say a shot in the arm, just a 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox because it's about a minute and 45 seconds because what was held today as Giles Photography and event planning. Dee and Sierra Giles, they held a rally march at Jane Edna's Child and Family Services to mark the one-year anniversary of the death of Tanijah McLeod, who was murdered after reports of abuse, and the agency ain't asked to visit in the house over 10 times on abuse. Now, not only did you have Serena X of Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, the Brown Report, Inner City Republican Movement, the Urban Educational Justice League, speak out on behalf of Tanijah McLeod, 5-year-old, who passed. Hold on a second. I have to give an infamous shout-out to Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts. Did you call a personal private phone line while I'm on the radio? You got your shout-out for the night. Where was I? Okay. But they also remembered, along with Tanijah McLeod, the 5-year-old who passed, but Emiliano Terry, Jordan Rodriguez, and most recent, Anaya Day Grant, whose father, some would know him as Gifted, Nice Mike of the Young Millionaires fame, he had tried to get his daughter out of his ex-girlfriend's house before the child was murdered, and it ended up to no avail. The funeral for his child, you know, was over the weekend. The ex-girlfriend and the boyfriend arranged it. So, you know, I was glad that this morning Reverend Pinckney made sure the family would show up by going down to the arraignment hearing along with Rhonda Hills, some others. And it was just the fact that my brother Gifted, he showed and proved how powerful a dad is and how powerful grief can be as a father. And as a father who, it brought back memories of losing a child. It hurt, but I'm proud that he stood up. You had people around him like Bandana Biker Boy, Ohio Entertainment Awards co-founder as well was there, Andrew Lloyd, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Man in the Street echoed Kim Brown's sentiment of Cuyahoga County exec Armand Budish needing to be brought to justice and speak up on the Children's Family Services. You had Bev Goldstein from District 8 candidate was there. So she was there, District 8 candidate, Beverly Goldstein. And it is a Cuyahoga County meeting tomorrow, 5 p.m. East 9th and Prospect. Please fill up that room and show some support. So with that being said and done, it's only fair that I go back to the phone lines, do what needs to be done, and deal with whoever the bill collector might be at the 248 area code, the 248-765 phone number. How are you this evening? 248 area code 765. Going once. Going twice. And I appreciate you for following the rules. You didn't hang up or anything like that, which made it very easy. Now, if something happens and you change your mind and say, wait, add something to it, hey, you can either hit the one key, call back, and we'll be appreciative of that. Before I go to the 216-820, I want to let people know that you can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM, or Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM, or the MC Chill Radio Program, which is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. You can reach all three of those programs at www.newsoutcleveland.org. And also, since I'm going to do this before the 216-820 phone call, I should let people know that the first ever hip-hop retirement party for Shakim Zulu King Shabazz was at the Cultivation Theater. It was held Saturday. I know Suave, myself, Eric Wilson, CGS, Stoney, The Real Riff Raff, Zulu Nation, 108 Vision, and had food, drink, all of that, DJ L-Dog and Regime Squad, DJs, Anti, VoiceOfRadio.com was there, Silver B, okay, it's a bunch of those, Aziza, Urban Survival, featured MC Brains, Malika, Rashiata Davis, it was classic, Mama Lee, I had to be there to support and salute my brother because he had spent 31 years as a coach in the school system and all of that. But for those who may have listened to some of my work with Black House Sounds or others always give a credit to a brother by the name of Omar Ali Bey, and that brother, Shakim Zulu King Shabazz, he was with those brothers back in the day, fighting for all sorts of things and a powerful black movement. And he also did security work for umpteen years with the Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. So, hey, whether they could play a CD or not, it was just one of those things where I had to be there to acknowledge my brother. With that being said, I'm going to go to 216-820 phone number. They'll probably tell me that it's too much acknowledgement of brothers on the radio. What's going on, 216-820? How you doing out there?
All right, all right. This is Mr. Powers from Black Ops Sun.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And I just want to go ahead and elaborate on a few things that I heard over there on the station. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Much love, extremely much love, and God bless my brother, Joseph Motley Jr., for the passing of his grandfather, you know. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know what I'm saying? But well, like he said, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? He was there to live that life. You know what I'm saying? He was proud to see him live that life and how he was, you know what I'm saying? How he was ready, you know what I'm saying? How he was willing to let it be known that, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow ain't promised to no man. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? And I just like, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things. But another thing I want to say is that, yes, and I would like to also say rest in peace to Craig Mack, you know what I'm saying, who also passed away last Monday, you know, and then, you know, when you and it was a funny thing that you was that you listened to that you had mentioned that Flavor in Your Ear remix. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say it was funny that you mentioned that, because what a lot of people did not understand was that, you know, that Puff and Craig Mack, they really didn't have much of a problem with one another at all. But that was in the very beginning. Puffy and Craig Mack, they had no beef with one another.
Mm-hmm.
But Big, not so much. You know what I mean? And if you listen to the Flavor in Your Ear remix, the two men were attacking each other with their verses, and I was up there like, oh, wow, I can't believe this. And I just start adding things up, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because remember the line on the Big Papa, George, I'm saying, I got more back than Craig did up in the bed, you know?
Yep.
Remember that when he mentioned that, and
yes,
then when
I
got to listening to that one, and I started listening to the other one, I'm like, wow, them two, okay, so much. But Craig Mack, he didn't dwell on it. You know what I'm saying? He just kept it moving, and that's what I respected about him most. But here's one thing I'm here. But the reason why I mentioned Craig Mack was not to talk about a silly beef. It was to bring up something that you didn't know. This was a secret, and I hope all my viewers that are listening right now. It was learned. It was recently learned when he died that Craig Mack secretly checked back into the game.
Wow.
He, and this was confirmed by Eric Sermon, who said that he was just finishing up his album.
Wow.
So,
nice.
What album?
Nice.
I don't know. We just going to have to sit back and wait and see on that one. You know what I'm saying? But, and another thing that I would like to mention is what happened at the open mic. Yes, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal night at the pre-St. Patrick's Day party at the open mic there at Friends and Fellowship. And the reason why I say that is because I love to hear what I heard coming from my brother, because when it came to that testimony by my sister, I'm going to let everyone know about that, okay? You know what I'm saying? I never really asked too much of anything, but I'm going to ask a little bit for your valuable time, you know what I'm saying, when I say this, okay?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? There are three cardinal rules to a man's life. It used to be two, but now it's three. You know what I'm saying? The cardinal rule number one you take care of your family. Okay, they're the ones that are going to pick you up when you are down. Rule number two, you don't mess around with nobody else's family. And rule number three that I just discovered this past Friday, you don't turn your back on your family. And for so many years, I have done that to my sister. But when I finally reached out to her, I didn't forgive her for anything. Whatever it was that we were going through, I buried it. And the reason why I tell, the reason why I'm sharing this to everyone, because see, I don't want to forgive her. I don't want to forgive her. I want to forget about it, because that is still my flesh and blood. And if you don't reconnect with your flesh and blood, what are you going to do when it's too late? So to all my viewers out there that are listening, and all my listeners, I want y'all to pay real close attention and take a real good look at yourself when it comes to feuding with a friend, family, relative, or whatever have you. I want you to take a real good look at yourself like I did and ask yourself this question. Is this obsession of holding a grudge worth losing everything for ruining that person's aspect of their life? Well, is it? I don't think so.
Wow.
So that's why I had to man up and wise up and admit my wrong. You know what I'm saying? And so to all of, so to what I say to everyone is that I'm not saying to always kiss and make up, but whatever it is, throw it under the water, because that is not what God put us here for. That's something what the devil does, and the devil is a liar. Black House Sound make real cool music. I am Mr. Powers, and I am out of here.
Thank you, and it's, you go back on hold. I know I've got to get to the 629 area code 202. Take my chances. And then go to 216255. I just want to say it was so powerful. I know some people are going to say, you're not giving out any information. So we're going to say that, hey, the TUA, the Ultimate Advocate Job Alerts, DSW Shoe Stores. So DSW Shoe Stores are now hiring in retail. Also, the Orange Village Pinecrest Mall, all positions from retail, stock, cashier, customer, customer service, food service, dock workers, and loaders. And number three, Olive Garden on Harvard Avenue and Richmond Road hiring. On that one, I see criminal past not an issue. So that's an important thing, I kind of believe, because you kind of need to work. Also, real quick, I want to let people know that the second annual Supreme Honor Weekend is this coming Friday. That is March the 23rd, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Soul, Hip Hop, Poetry. And then Saturday, 24th of March, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Supreme Honor Night 7. It's hip-hop live performances at the Fantasy Nightclub. I guess both nights is 11802 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. Definitely East West Street, Black Wealth Music Group, Super Music Group, Stone the Butcher. I think they all have a lot to do with that particular thing. I would be remiss if I did not say that on top of that, you cannot forget about the fact that coming up soon, Black Wealth Music Group, Eric Magnus, the iconic concert featuring Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, that will be live at Jupiter Studios, 346 East Main Street, Alliance, Ohio, 44601. Special guest, Stone the Butcher, Black House Sounds. I'm so glad that my partner said, hey, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, I like that song. Hey, Walk Like a Man, I like that song. And peers begin to like what you do, and then they say, wait a minute, Black House Sounds, y'all have the bankroll y'all have. And I'm like, well, yes, we do. So with that being said, that's coming up March the 31st, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That is a Saturday.
usually, there's a reason why I just say that I feel very blessed. I'm fortunate to be alive and at least enjoy a lot of different things. And I would not be remiss before I go to the phone call if I didn't say the Pisces and Aries All Black Affairs coming up March the 25th, Sunday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Comedy is D. Hawk from Oppressed People's Nation at the Basque Entertainment Complex and Bistro at 10600 Broadway Avenue, Garfield Heights, 44125. Tickets are $15. 216-324-0435. Private parties going on from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. with Kimberly F. Brown, Brown Report for her birthday. So with that being said, let me go check on this 629 area code 202. What if it's Spectrum cable or something? Anyway, 629. You're online.
What's up?
How you
with
doing?
It? What's up with it? This Team New Life, Mr. Official. You already know what it is, baby. What's popping with it?
Man, tell me what's new with it, man.
Man, I got a lot going on, man. Shouts out, man. Shouts out to the whole team. Shouts out to my nigga iKid. Shouts out to Slim Chocolate. You know, she definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out to everybody that show the homie love. You feel me? But, yeah, man, I got a lot going on, man. I'm still down here in Cali, you know, getting everything ready, getting everything together. I got a big tour going on in June from Cleveland to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We got the Music City Awards going down in Nashville June 3rd. Then we got, you feel me, the Rap City Wednesdays going on in Atlanta June 6th, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on in June, man. I got a lot going on, you feel me? Big shout-out to my boy E-Max. I just linked back up with him, man, you feel me? So it's a lot of things going on, man, but you know what I'm saying? Really, honestly, you know, me personally, I don't really do too much talking when it comes to myself, man. I definitely want to shout-out that little situation you was talking about because, you know, Young Millionaires, you know, Bandana Biker Boy, you know, them a lot of my peoples, you feel me? You know, we all grew up with the Al Porter and the Hip Hop Workshop and the 137 shot type of situation, you feel me? So when it comes to hearing and seeing stuff like that, man, it hurts me inside, you feel me? Because, I mean, like, that little girl ain't deserve that situation.
Yeah.
Her father, you feel me? He definitely ain't deserve that, you feel me? So I definitely put all my prayers out to the man, you feel me? All my prayers out to his family, you feel me? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, man, we need to get better, man. We need to unite, man. It's too much violence. It's too much of a lot of situations going on, man. I'm not understanding it, man. Like, we just really need to, I swear, man, I just want to say put the guns down, man. But I know it's a cold world, man. It's kind of hard to do a lot of things, man. But we losing too many kids, man.
Yeah.
Like, for a minute, we was losing people, but now we just ain't losing people in general. We losing too much, man. Like, I feel like it's too much going on, man. Like, in this generation right now, and I'm sad because it's my generation. This is my generation I'm talking about. Like, my generation is just crazy right now. Like, you can't look outside and you can't look at a man in his face and tell he a man because he not doing what a man to do.
Mm.
Real man, like, you know who Spade 216 is, and that's like a big brother to me. So he said something earlier, and I'm going to, you know, say short of the story, but he said something earlier that I actually understood so very well. He said, real men fight one-on-one. We don't pick up guns. You see what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't understanding it, man. You feel me? I'm like, it's crazy, man. You feel me? Like, we got to really, like, unite, man. Like, all the violence is too much, man. We losing too many of our women, too many of our kids, man. Like, we just really got to get together, man. More of get together, man. It's too much negativity. It's too much violence, man. That's all I can say about that situation. So, like I say, man, much love, much prayers to that man and his family. Like, that little girl ain't deserve that, man. You feel me? But I always got a lot going on. Mixtape releases, shows, tours. Shouts out to my big sister, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I see she on my live. Much love. Lady Rowdy, you already know what it is. Fast Money, Free Buddha Smack. Shout out. I can't say her name because it got the wrong, you feel me? I'm going to just say shout out to one girl that
got
the wrong letter in her name. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's a lot going on, man. I liked that performance you had. I think the performance, man. I'm sorry I couldn't be here, man. Walk like a man, talk like a man. You know, that's a lot going on. I like that song.
Appreciate that. Thanks, man. Thanks,
man.
That's for real.
Most definitely. I had to call in, though, man. Show some love, man. I heard a lot from it. Shouts out Black House Sound, man. Heard a lot of good stuff from Mr. Powers. You feel me? You know, that's like a big brother to me, too. You feel me? So it's love, man.
Right.
We just got to get back.
Hey, it shows. Hey, we will. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
All right, if you hold the line, I'm sure I have something for you.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is what I'm going to make the attempt to do. I see that we do have a lot of people, a couple of them still. So I'll tell you what, before I deal with the 216, even the 673, I do have the 216-255. So what I will do is just start this off and just say you can check out the Facebook page of Black House Sounds Open Mic, or Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. Hey, there's an Alpha Porter JR period profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, Facebook a Blog Talk D Gambit Radio. I'm going to 216-255. They're probably upset because I'm just giving too much information. 216-255. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you very much. I attended a beautiful rally today that put together by Black Lives Matter over at the Social Services Center. They showed negligence against children, you know, and the children have died.
Mm-hmm.
And the father was out there today. The situation was that the mom was abusing the child, and the father was left out of the loop by the county services. What I liked was when the president of Black on Black Crime came up and said, let's not just stop asking for accountability right at the service. Let's go right to Armin Budish, the leader of Cuyahoga County on the Cuyahoga County Executive Council. And that's where the buck should stop. So I appreciated hearing that as well today. That was a very powerful statement. So I just want to thank everyone that put that together, and I was glad I was able to join with the folks today to stand up against those injustices, against those young babies and their parents, you know, that were left out of the decision-making process of how their own children were going to be treated.
Right.
I hope we'll be hearing more of this, and I think we probably should take it to the Cuyahoga Council meeting. When that comes up on Tuesday, you might announce that. I you might know, and I don't. So if you do, that'd be great. Let me know, please.
All right. And thank you. Hey,
I
appreciate it, and we'll do even more announcing work, and I appreciate you very much.
Thanks. Take care.
No problem. As a matter of fact, the only reason I can say that I'm very thankful and happy is because we're getting a chance to at least go through the phone line. So let's see what's going on with my 216-673. How you doing out there? 673 going once, going twice. And I appreciate you because that's one of the rules of the game. Hey, the thing is, if you can't talk, who knows what's going on? You can stay silent, go back on hold, change your mind. You can press that one key. We'll get into some things. As a matter of fact, before I play anything, I know what I think I wanted to start off with. Because he called, something else had happened. And because it was mentioned, the 16-foot step ladder for this soapbox was because, of course, Man in the Street helped to get a rally together because of an interview that was done. Also, I guess my quote ended up in ClevelandUrbanNews.com to see Puncture the Silence there. It was because East Cleveland Law Director Willa Hemmons offered the five police supervisors involved in the 2012 November Cleveland police chase, where 137 shots were fired. Well, she gave them a choice. She said, hey, you all can pay $5,000 for the charges to be dropped. Hold on, names cleared, all that. Five police supervisors, so that's $25,000 so far. Now, the law director said this is a fair restitution. And she put the offer on the table, but two police supervisors, their attorneys, I never thought I'd agree with anybody, said there's no basis on restitution, and even Newsnet 5's legal scholar said this is extortion.
Now, Henry Hillo, or probably Hilo, Henry Hilo, one of the two supervisors, attorneys who spoke, said not only was the offer on the table, but East Cleveland's not entitled to restitution in this case, and his client won't be a revenue source for a bankrupt city. Now, law director Willa Hemmons should have known the offer may stand in a civil case, but this is a criminal case, so it's not supposed to stand. Now, the criminal case, which this is what it is, and the most in a civil case to ask for is only $1,000. Now, the law director, they didn't hear from the public. They didn't even ask the Terrace Road residents how much they thought, 37 bullets being in their backyard. And I'm just daring her to do her job. Try the supervisors. Fight to find them guilty or make them pay hundreds of thousands more. Now, Ms. Hammonds did say it'll cost maybe $80,000 for a trial. But why didn't she let when the county offered? The county helped. Maybe with a change of venue. Or even help give a legal team to the city, because they will do that. So, hey, just don't get up there and say two lives only worth $25,000 a piece when they're priceless. Come on. And then stand up for the thousands. Think about it. The thousands who spoke out, rallied, protested, and see, the supervisors, why not make them feel hell like they went and put Tim and Melissa did during their negligence during that chase? At the press conference, it was great to have Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Imperial Women, Brown Report, Newsnet 5, East Cleveland School Board's Pat Lahoviak, East Cleveland Council people such as Nathaniel Martin, Ern Smith, Reverend Pinckney, Justin, and more, who came out to at least say, wait a minute, this is just wrong. And how do you know when somebody's wrong? When they get up there and they say, well, I'm out of town. I'm nowhere around in this place. And then the news gets out there and they say, wait a minute, I think you are out here because we see you and we're waiting right outside your office. And she came dancing through, and then she stopped for an interview after putting out she was out of town. I'm going to give 2 to 3 minutes to this 216-414. 216-414. I hope you are not an angry law director.
Support. How you doing? It's Major. Major Tapp.
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Hey. Well, I just came through to say what's up. Catch the radio show. I wanted to address something. I posted you this earlier and stuff. I had this big debate on Facebook with these two white boys and stuff. One white boy, he come off cool and stuff like that, far with the culture, things of that nature and stuff. But then I had to just zero in, you got to be careful, who you pick and choose as, friends, and see who real, who not, basically. Long story short, it was a trap song, right? Now, I'm not a fan of trap music, things of that nature, Though at the same time, it was a trap. It was these white boys down south. They had this trap song. They rocked Confederate flags and stuff, rocking Confederate flags and stuff, basically. So I made a comment because that kind of that music and stuff like that, that genre of music and everything. It's a trend now apparently and stuff like that. Though I had to break a few things down and stuff like that. But how this ain't really real hip hop music, and then one of the guys went on to go say. Matter of fact, my first name was Taylor. Though you go on my Facebook and you whoever friends with me on Facebook, you better see the comments and the reaction about what happened. Though long story short, guy went on. This guy had the nerve to say something about Rum DMC uses rock music. They use rock music and they and they music and stuff like that, along with hip hop. And I'm like, well, hold up, let's take it back a bit, bro. Like before you, I mean, you already said something stupid. So basically, I'm about to zero in on you now. So it was like so I went on and said, okay, first of all, let's not forget who started this whole rock and roll movement and stuff like that. Let's not forget about Chuck Berry, you know, Miles Davis and stuff like that. If it wasn't for brothers like them, it wouldn't be no Elvis and nothing like that and stuff like that, you know. So then what I said out for, it's like a whole bunch of white people just came through was like, it's just music. It's just, no, it's a whole different genre and everything. Then Dale Leonard I thought was pretty cool though, but he turns out to be a prick, you know. He a wannabe. Like, no, he gets no pass. Gets no pass, you know what I'm saying, with my culture and, you know what I'm saying, this music thing that we keep pushing, you know what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to, long story short, Dale Leonard went on to talk about the Confederate flag, how the Confederate flag, it just didn't mean anything about black people being enslaved and stuff like that. No, yes, it did. You know, I don't want to hear none of that nonsense, basically, and stuff like that. You know, so you guys trying to set a new trend that's going
did.
To fail. It's going to fail. You know what I'm saying? And so basically, they didn't like the comments that I made and stuff like that. I made a few people mad. Oh well, I told them that they could take their Confederate flag, wipe it with their tears, you know, turn that some, you know, sideways, you know the rest, you know, everybody who ever watched the rest of
the
SmackDown and everything. Basically, I went in on like that though. So I'm just saying to my people, our culture and stuff like that, you know, and other minorities, you know, not minorities, other ethnic groups. We ain't gonna call, we ain't gonna say minority. We gonna say ethnic groups and stuff like that. Okay. There's nothing wrong with being universal and everything, but be real. You know what I'm saying? Please be real and stuff like that. And for our culture, like, real talk, we got to learn how to zero in on who's phony and who's fake. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of propaganda, you know what I'm saying, you see going around, you know what I'm saying, the internet with type of nonsense. And stuff. They even got people that work for Trump, you know what I'm saying, that claim they for blacks and stuff like that, posting stuff all on the internet. So just be careful about who you are friends with on Facebook and, you know what I'm saying, be careful certain comments that's addressed. I advise people to do your research before, you know what I'm saying, addressing certain things and stuff like that, because you find out people's true colors and stuff like that when you do. With that being said,
man,
thanks for the supporter. thank you. You know, keep doing your thing. I'll see you soon, bro. And,
yes,
FX, a mixtape. Still out now, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who ain't heard the album is hot. Go cop it. It's a mixtape, rather. I don't mean to tell y'all the album. It's a mixtape. Let's go on copying it. And I'm looking forward to
Almighty
the next hip-hop workshop.
April the 7th.
All right, later, bro.
Man, thank you so much. Oh, you too, man, for real. And that was Major Taps. You can follow him at that. Major Taps. I'm going to give just 1 minute and 10 seconds to the 216-703. 216-703, what's going on with you?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? It's Black House Sounds Hurricane Bang, man. You know I had to call in and get in touch bases with you, man. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. I'm just going to go right into it, man. For those that don't know, this is Hurricane Bang, who was featured on Ronnie B's last track that was just put out called Dead Bodies Complaining. Man, I just wanted to give you guys some information. If you guys want to check out any of my music, go on Instagram, Hurricane Bang _ 5950, Champagne Bang on Facebook, and the official Hurricane Bang Underrated ENT music page, man. Like I said, go ahead and check out Motivation on YouTube. It's still on there. The views getting real good on there, man. And you know, Black House Sound makes real clean the music, man. And there it is.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
As always.
And hey, there it is. You can definitely follow that movement. Tell you what, give me just a couple of minutes. I'll come right back and end it all up. This song right here for you, Eastside, give me about 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I
Decisions. Hopefully this means that we'll show up and support each other. I also want to thank, gotta say, send that track out to people like family that feels just like it's blood. It's like we've been there for each other. Nephews and nieces from the Hughes family, rest in peace, rest in heaven. Uncle Deary taught me a whole lot. Definitely want to thank D. Woods. Have to thank for the simple fact, got to get into this sometime, but I saw something brand new dealing with people from Habitat, people having their own, people getting their own, and a lot of them faces it just like my own ethnicity. It was just something, brought a whole new dynamic. Black House Sounds, definitely appreciate the support in working with you all. Made me feel a whole lot different about music than I expected. And, of course, now working with people like Eric Magnus, 108 Vision, Shakespeare. You know, these are all blessings right here. And to be able to at least sit back and say that within a little while, glad that Mama Porter was there throughout all the years, because at least now I'm watching myself excel and go places where I didn't expect to. And it's an honor to be able to sit back and say, wow, guess what, y'all? Y'all kind of wrong. Y'all thought Al Porter was going to
be in prison or up under the dirt before he reached the age of 25, look at me now. With that being said, look out for each other. Please back each other up. I do know if you look online, you can follow Black on Black Crime Incorporated on Facebook or the website, which is blackonblackcleveland.com. Look, I appreciate everything. Catch you all on voiceofradio.com on a Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m., voiceofradio.com, the Hip Hop Workshop radio program. With that being said, please look out for each other, and we will join each other at different events. Thanks again, and we got to talk about that Category 10, Stormy Daniels. That storm front is hitting D.C. Catch up with you all next week. Peace.